Podcast. What's up, Food Podcast? Man, welcome everybody back to the What's Up, Food Podcast. We got Rodrigo Torres right here.
Yeah, man.
Lisa Esparza. Our guest, Jamie Kennedy, man. What's up, Food?
Oh, what up?
What up, what Don?
What up?
I haven't seen this food since Gotham's, bro. He got butt naked in there, bro. But nobody was paying attention.
Who
remember?
Did?
Jamie.
Oh.
Wow, I was getting naked before Bobby.
We way before.
Yes.
Before Joey Diaz too, cocksucker.
Pants would just fall off, right?
Yeah, man. What's up, Jamie, man? How you been?
Bro, how are you? I'm trying to think, how long have I known you?
A long time, bro. Like, I was mentioning you, like, when I was promoting my HBO special, they were asking me, who'd you start off with, man? I started off at this dingy-ass place called the Natural Fudge.
Yeah.
I founded an LA Weekly. I said open mic. Mm-hmm. And I was dressed like Fosse Bear, my first time performing.
Yeah.
I saw the Mooney twins there, bro.
Yeah.
They were killing, man.
Yeah.
My sons.
Uh-huh. Ruben Quintana, big ass. Byron Keith.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're talking about back in the day. That's when I first saw you.
Yeah. I'm thinking like.
But I remember. I told a story that you told me that one time I was at the comedy store.
Yeah.
And you were hanging out. You told me, hey, Felipe, did you know that Johnny Roberts died from the natural fudge? And I said, no. You should go say hello. Say what's up. So I ended up going to the natural fudge. And when I got there, the wife of the owner was making out one of the cooks.
Got to keep it going.
Barbara, right?
Yeah, I think so. Wait, you mean the husband just... died.
Yeah, he died. He recently died.
And she was already in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That first woman.
That was the first spot. That's where we would go. That was like the first.
Alonzo Bowden.
Yeah.
There as well?
It was vegan. I keep telling people that it was a vegan spot, but I didn't even know it was vegan.
Before the craze?
It was down by the Scientology building on Fountain by Vermont.
Damn.
And we used to go there. That was the only Tuesday night spot. And it was literally like the beatnik vibe. And it was 1991. And that's where I saw Andy Dick. Andy Dick did like one spot. I remember that. And he was like, screw this. And the next thing I know, he was on TV.
Damn, like that.
You started in 91?
I started in 90.
Hanging out? I started like in 94.
Yeah.
Because I was 94, 95. Because I remember my son was born in 94.
93.
93, right? So I had quit and restarted again. So I was off and on a lot, man.
But those mm-hmm. that was the general time.
Yeah. I remember because you used to ask me, like, where to get up and stuff. So that's why I had a little bit more seniority.
Hell yeah.
If you can believe that. Same hair.
We used to hang out with Al Berman. Mm-hmm. He was doing the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Brian Holtzman, he did the podcast.
Holtzman, legend. Al, legend. These were all guys. Wow, I haven't seen Al for a long time. Wow.
We ran into Al. He pulled up next to us at a stoplight.
Right? Yeah.
That's
how
you
knew. Car.
Yeah.
No.
That's how you guys met him?
No,
yeah,
he, nah.
Yeah, he ran it. We
he
ran
was having
into
like a Beretta or some big-ass car.
Yeah, he was in an SUV.
SUV, yeah.
But he pulled up, and then Felipe started talking to him. And
Al Berman, fool.
I can't believe that guy.
It was funny. Like, I smoke a lot of weed, dude, but I still remember people's old bits.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like, on the way here, I was thinking about his old bit. Remember when we used to watch that cartoon Life and Times of Tim.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
And a little
yeah.
black transvestite used to come in.
Yeah, well, that was the voice. Yeah.
That was his voice. He did it first.
Yeah, he does that voice. And they changed you out of that or what?
Wait, I was never on a Life and Times
no,
of
No, bro, that was not his voice. I kept telling you to. Jamie
no,
Kennedy.
It's the voice
did, of I originally did
Jamie the, Kennedy did the character first.
Yeah, oh. So wait, they have a character like that?
They have yeah. a prostitute who hangs out in front of his building that he's friends with.
And she talks like this. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, baby, let me tell you.
Wow.
Yeah. Remember that big used to do?
Oh, yeah.
But it's a man who does the voice for it. I don't know who it is.
Jamie used to say that.
But the show's over.
He'll be ordering chicken, like, outside where you live in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And then this tranny to be in front of him ordering, like, y'all got chicken wings.
Yes, I'm trying to think of which character that was.
The black tranny.
Yeah, when I said, oh, was you running for president? Like, this was, I said, we're going to have our first black, our first transvestite president. And then she's going to be like, I like to talk about heads of state. Foreign affair policy. Oh, yeah, I have to get the voice down. It's been a minute. Dude, you got to be careful what we talk about. Jesus, in trouble now.
I know, right?
Can't say shit, fool.
especially a black transvestite. Damn.
But yeah, that was back in the day. I used to do that.
Well, Gigo Torres just got married, man. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, guys.
What's up, fool?
He eloped.
He didn't tell nobody, bro. Nobody.
You got married.
He didn't tell his lady.
No.
Did you pull an MC Poncho? You
just No. We've been thinking about it for friends. A while. No, we've been thinking about it for a while. Just the time and all that, and had time. We don't want to get all crazy with getting a whole wedding thing going. So
yeah, that later, bro.
We were gonna do it. So we just told our parents, and we decided Friday morning we just shot out there.
Did that
went? Nah, dude, no one. Her sister, her brother-in-law went.
You didn't invite your mom and dad, or what? Just left?
No, we just told them we're gonna get married. And it's funny because mom was like, "You don't want to wait or anything? Well, good luck driving.
It's
gonna be cold over there."
They even asked, "We'll go."
No, they're all going. They're all like, "You're going to get married today. You don't want to." I thought you're going to have a party or something. You're gonna, I was like, "No, we just want to go." All right, well, you know, drive safe.
You definitely
didn't you have to get like a marriage certificate 30 days before.
Come we on. Got oh, it. We everything got it. In Vegas. Okay. We got yeah. it that oh, morning. That morning. That yeah.
Come oh, on, man. Willie Nelson impersonator gave it to him. You got married by Elvis?
No, dude. Elvis was like $300 extra.
What?
Right? So, but I thought it was going to be cheesy, right? So I was like, nah, it's all good. We'll just do a normal
one.
Well,
fuck, they went to the fucking strip, got a cheap one.
No, so we go there, right? We had our thing, and they had it. He's all, hey, I know, you know, we have a Elvis impersonator here. His name is Tim so-and-so. You won't run, you know, we can have it on the house if you want. Like, yeah, bring him over here. So we just did it. I'm not worth it, man. But he looked more like Roy
Rodrigo
Oberson.
Looking for discounts.
I wasn't even looking for it. I really didn't want to do it because I thought it was too cheesy. But then he came there and we did it and they, you know, offered it and boom.
You just got married in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, Saturday.
By the Dice Man.
How long?
That would have been badass. Hey, do you take dish, I don't know, what do you call these things these days, right? Dish rag horse. Right, I'm sorry, lady. That's my egg.
That was funny. That was a funny bit, man. They fucking like the Dice Man married you, but he has to be PC.
Oh yeah, it'll be a stretch, huh?
How long have you known your lady? You
didn't meet her four and a half years.
Oh, okay, you didn't meet her like that.
No, right? No, we get engaged almost 2 years, so it's like.
But yeah, they've been
like,
engaged.
Jamie, like I didn't know. Like I read your book, by the way.
Appreciate that.
Yes, bro. I didn't buy it, but I read it at the North Park.
I'm sorry. You in there?
I stole it, dog. I put a Richard Pryor out your dollar. No, I read it, and a lot of the stuff, man, I remember, like, I didn't know that, because I remember hanging out late, you know, I used to go eat.
Yeah.
At that restaurant that has a different name now.
Which one, bro?
Way in the back, bro. Way.
Was it a health food one?
Fuck no. It was,
we used to go to health food one.
No, it was, remember the one that's named after a restaurant, American Graffiti?
Oh, Mel's. Mel's.
We've been to
Mel's
a lot. Something Mel's before that.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Dude, that's how long we've been in the game. We used to go to Mel's on Sunset before it was Mel's. Yes.
It was me, you, Cynthia Levine.
Yeah.
Brian, L. Yeah. Freddy Soto.
Yeah, dude, Freddy, bro. Yes. Dude, we used to go all the time.
I remember when we saw you, man, on a Scary Movie.
Mm-hmm.
When we
Scream.
Scream, my bad.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. He said it's a non-parody.
Hey! That I did see.
I love it. I really love you, Jamie. I saw you on Scream, Scary, something. Go ahead.
When we saw you right there, I said.
Saw you on Titanic.
When we saw you on Titanic, bro, drowning.
No, but.
That movie was shot in Mexico, by the way.
Ensenada, right?
Yeah, Ensenada. It was shot in Mexico. So a lot of those people who are drowning are actually Mexicans, bro. They're extras.
Crazy.
Gilbert Esquivel told me, bro.
The dancing cholo.
So anyway, that's how long we go back, though.
And yeah. So what's up with the book? What'd you read in there?
I read that you went to London
for
acting class.
Yeah, I did.
And you wrote everybody a letter, all the celebrities.
Yes.
Because your favorite dude was the guy from Three's Company.
John Ritter.
Yeah, he yes. did that.
Yeah. Wow, you really.
And then you wrote a letter to everyone because you're trying to get fun. Yeah. You started E-Fun. You started E-Fun before E-Fun me.
I did E-Fun before E-Fun.
You just sent letters, bro.
93. And I wrote different famous actors and see if they could give me like $200 because I wanted to follow my dream. And somebody wrote me back.
You're lying. Ooh, who?
I forget who it was, but it was someone.
William Shatner. Captain
and
Kirk.
Somebody did. Damn, I should have read my book before I came here. You're going to quiz me on that. But yeah, I wrote a lot of people. Dude, John Ritter was one of my heroes.
And we didn't know, I didn't know you were living in your car then.
Yeah,
even when we were hanging out, I didn't know. We had Yorsi over here.
Really?
Yeah, and then Yorsi was telling us, yeah, man, I was living in my car. Remember that after I'll be the last guy hanging out, the last guy saying goodbye. Then I remember you did that too.
Yeah, I used to have a car. It was like an old white like Chevrolet or something, and it had a nice back seat. So I had a futon bed pillow, like, you know, like the you lay out.
A little mattress?
Yeah. And so I was able to take that from the front seat and put it through the back seat, and it had like a big back window, so it was enough room. So that kind of became at night my bed. And what was great is I had this mobile kind of home, and I was like one night I would sleep in West Hollywood, the next Beverly Hills. I was mobile, baby. One time I was sleeping in Santa Monica. But I only did it for a few months, you know, on and off.
He's a pioneer of that, too. That's all over.
Yeah, I like that. I'm getting props for a lot of things. Transvestitism, sleeping in your car-ism. Are you doing your dates? I'm so glad you're into the show.
His dates.
She's like, eggs, milk, cheese, queso. What are you doing, lady? Commit to the interview. We could have did this shit on the phone. I did mine, too. I already did that shit.
What are you oh my god!
I'm only here part time.
You did
pay me part time.
You did acting school in London.
Yeah, so I went
like,
pre comedy, pre stand up.
No, I was talking about this with somebody the other day. So I started as a stand up, and do you remember this place called the L.A.
Cabaret?
Yes. So check
that
this out.
That dude's a dick.
still alive.
Not that guy. The guy that bought it afterwards.
Well, that was like
that was a spot hot in the 80s before everybody was.
Yes,
yes.
So what's cool is now is
Ali Cabaret and Balboa.
What's fascinating to me is that people pay for stage time now, which is bizarre.
Bizarre, bro.
I don't understand how you do
it. Or bringer.
I don't understand why you would do it. Yes. One thing I don't know. We're very lucky, whatever. But we got to perform in front of real people. But not always the time. A lot of time there were comedians. But 5 to 7 every day was an open mic. And after I flirted with it, like he was saying, you do a set and then you don't do a set for 4 months. And then you do another one. You're scared. I was very scared.
Totally.
And then I went and I said, I got to commit to this. So I would go there every day between 5 and 7. I would sign up and get the 3 minutes. And that's how I was like started as a stand-up. But the acting started coming out. People think I acted before I was stand-up, but no, acting came out of stand-up because people would see me. My first agent I got out of the Laugh Factory because I would wait every Tuesday. And I waited so many Tuesdays, and Jamie Masada's like, buddy, you wait so much. I don't know you, but you wait here all the time. So he just brought me in because he saw that I was always there. Always waiting.
Wow.
And so then I started getting those like 3 minute spots at like 1 a.m. That's when comedy, when you go up at 1:30, yeah, there's still be a crowd, which is now it's happening again. But then I started, did all the comedy, and then I saw this program for 2 months to learn how to do Shakespeare. And I thought, I should just do that because I should have that skill. And that's how I went over there. And it was quick. But I started as a comedian. That was a long story. I'm sorry. Do you need any more dates?
I'm impressed that you came back. I gave him all the dates. Yeah. I'm impressed you came back to the English question.
Why?
No, because it was – no, because you
– Oh, no. I'm
it was
a big,
well-crafted –
No, here's the thing. I'm
good.
All
it was like
about –
came all the way back.
I'm always about finishing conversations. When I get up in the morning, I write down what I want to talk about, yeah, because people start to conversations and they never finish them.
Totally, dude.
I'm all about that.
He was like James Lipton.
What are we doing here?
Look, people are like, people are chatting.
Oh, it's a live chat
here
right now. From
ain't
YouTube
that that guy from Scream 1 and 2? I got a name, Recco. B Rizzle from the
blue. We have a blood over here. He's a blood. He goes, I'm bicking back being boo at in my bubicle.
Dude, do you get paranoid about what you say now?
Nah.
See, you can't. You know why? Because you have a box checked. Do you know what I'm saying? You're a Latino man, right? So you can get away with a little bit.
But my crowd could they know what they expect. But there's some people like the newer generation,
generation. Yeah, they're coming out.
But
like
I'm
Latinos who say Latino X
like
to include all Latinos.
Yeah,
those Latinos come with
woke
Kleenex.
Latinos now, bro. They're
what do
at
they
me
call? Are they like, emo-tinos?
Latinx?
But that's different. Emo-tinos. No, you have hipsters. These guys are chipsters.
Bro, but you know, I can't say nothing because I'm a white guy in my 40s, and we're in a timeout.
But that's all it is, a timeout for right
we
now.
Had
what's
a good run.
You could say, like, we had a good run. Like that bit, if people buy, we'll get offended now, huh?
Dude, I do jokes about, I do characters, like he knows me, I do all these characters. That's how I started in voices, and then I do like a voice now, like I do a black lady voice, and then I comment on the fact that I'm not allowed to do it, and then I do a joke on that because it's like literally, you know, like I did it at the Belly Room like 2 nights ago and it killed. I do it at the Improv, it killed, but sometimes you get the wrong crowd and, you know, people get all like
a college.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to throw in a qualifier then. But like,
because I'm all
explain it.
Yeah, it's like I'm not allowed to do characters because of it's weird. It's a bizarre time. Do you agree?
Yes, sir.
It is weird. It's annoying.
It's annoying. People get offended like for anything. Like I was hanging out with Momo Rodriguez.
Oh, right? Momo, what's he up to?
You know, you don't know that.
Right? Hey, Momo, what you been up to?
What?
Hey, Momito. You got Momo that time bag, son. Hey, I was with my boy Momo.
So when I saw him, man, I was really like in the mood, like not to talk to anybody, right? So then Momo started walking towards me. And I look at him, I was like playing around like Michael Scott when he told me, no, 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 no. Well, he came laughing at me. So I sat next to him and we started joking around about the event. And then some girls started talking. Then it turned political. And I said, yeah, millennials love that word right there, triggered.
Oh.
And powerful.
Problematic. You've been problematic before. Yeah.
Problematic.
Yes.
What's problematic? What's
that's
that?
Like, that's like he's part of that. This is said by Latinos.
I was called a cisc.
It's also said by black people about other black people who might not be as woke or might be doing something that's embarrassing. It's like, okay, that this person is of our group.
Do you know?
But he's doing something or saying something that is out of.
Can I?
Not politically correct.
Can I say something? Yeah. And you tell me if I'm if you disagree. Woke comedy. Is comedy that's not funny.
It's like a TED Talk.
Yeah. Woke comedy is not comedy.
No. I saw one the other day. Like, I was going through my, I don't know what happened, but there was a woman talking, you know, and I don't know. I'll give them a chance. But then she went to this and this, but then where the punchline was supposed to be, ended up being a gospel, like something you were saying in church.
Scripture.
Like, and God spoke to the disciples and said, whoa, give me grapes.
But then you threw watching?
Your, no, but she wasn't
the grapes
being,
of wrath.
She wasn't being a Christian, but she was actually giving like a TED Talk type of thing. But everything was, people were laughing at her little jokes that were not really that funny.
Well, comedy put you in a shit.
You're right, it was woke comedy.
No, comedy is supposed to make you offended to the point where you're not supposed to laugh, and that's why you laugh.
Exactly.
I do this all the time. I say comedy club is our safe space. Right? It's nuts. This is crazy.
Like I did a big show, and I was just about to do like host a place. But then when I got there, you're not hosting. Okay, you just do 5 minutes, just 10, 15 minutes in between. All right, that's cool.
Yeah, it was like their first event.
Then
they
it turned into 5 minutes. Then just go up there one time. So I went up there one time. I did my old bits. Then some girl got offended because there was a guy. There was I was trying to get the crowd going. There was a white dude. There was a sea of Mexicans, bro. First of all, they could be Salvadoran, they could be Cuban, Peruvian, you know. But I am not an anthropologist, you know. They were to me. They were all Mexicans, bro. They were all Mexican, bro. I'm not an.
I can't say that.
You know, I don't work for Ancestry.com. You know.
Yes.
We don't have time to get it. Pass out, you know, cotton swabs for everybody.
Yes.
For me, it was just a sea of Mexicans, bro.
They'd still show up from the same region.
There was
anyway,
a piñata in the back. A cockfight, bro. But there was one white guy in the front, bro, looking creepy as fuck, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, man, if somebody checked this guy for a pistol, a gun, an AK, right? Then some girl got offended for him. On behalf of him.
She was offended that this she place thought that he was offended.
Supposed to be a place where we all could become one. First of all, bitch, how are you going to be one when there's all Mexicans?
Yeah.
Transformers.
I could count how many black people were there.
You made a reference to like shooting up a place or something like that. The white guy shooting up the place.
Which is a stereotype.
Right.
But then I tried to do a joke. Stereotypes exist for a reason.
Founded on reality.
Well, no, it's like I do this character. Exactly. I do like a gay character, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. And then I do the whole thing of like, I'm not – somebody said to me, you know, not all gay guys talk like that. And I go, you're correct. But a lot do. I mean
– not me, the way dog.
That guy came up to you like most gay guys do talk that the most – I guess when there's like a male and female – The one that's like the dominant one speaks like that, you know. We don't all talk.
The
like
bear.
That. They don't call me a bear.
The top.
Someone called me a bear the other day, bro.
A little bear.
You fall into that category.
Hey, do you ever get support though?
Go.
Do any gay guys
there
come
you
up
go.
To you?
Putting labels on.
No,
gay
guys
talk like that.
Gay,
I do.
Oh, tons. Gay guys. Gay guys love me. Trans love me. They
thing.
All come
they
to
do,
the
yeah.
show.
Black
people love me. Mexican people love me. It's white people that are annoying. Yeah. Because they are the ones, like, because you know what it is, bro? It goes deep. They didn't grow up in the city, okay? He grew up in the city. I grew up in the city. I took the subway. I met everybody.
Yeah, I've seen people.
So I didn't grow up where it was just white people. I grew up with everybody.
Sheltered.
So they don't know, and they're like, am I supposed to do this? Am I not supposed to do this? Do you agree with that theory?
Yeah, well, it seems like the Latinx kids are acting like, you know, little concerned white ladies.
Latinx.
What the
fuck?
What is
that?
Yeah, this is a new thing.
When I would do a show, I would say, like, without my Latinos, that the whole world would clap, even females. But now, right?
Yo, that's crazy.
For reals, right? Like, even when I say where my Latinos at, they know that I'm talking about Latino women and Latino men. But now these new Latinos are saying Latino, Latinx to include everybody.
Right, because in the Spanish language, you have masculine and feminine words. And so Latino would apply to a man, Latina would apply to a woman, but if there's a group of even all women and just one guy, the word becomes Latinos.
Like, you know who will get offended right now?
And that's what they don't like.
At the Jamie Experience?
Who?
Experiment.
White people. Yeah.
Experiment. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate you knowing my career. So I was in a scary movie.
I saw me and
I was in the Jamie Kennedy Excrement. Thank you, Felipe.
If I was on it, I would remember it.
Thank you, Philip. Appreciate you, Frederick.
Speaking of Philip. Anyway, so white people would have got offended at this real bad right now, especially liberals. When Jamie Kennedy had that episode where he got a bunch of homeless people and brought them over. Yes. No, he went to Home Depot and they got a bunch of Mexicans. And they fucking invited him over, bro. Not to work, to be part of his birthday party.
Yes. That was a sweet one. It was all Mexican dudes that I got at Home Depot.
But people were.
I paid them to be my friend. And they were sweet. We had a whole thing.
They didn't have to work.
We had a piñata.
We got paid, right?
Yeah, pizza party.
Real, you really picked the real guys who were waiting for a real
100%. Job. And they were like.
They probably got paid well that
trip,
day.
Trip,
huh?
And they were on TV.
What a treat.
It was fun.
That's good.
But it's
people would have get offended by that now. Like somebody.
No,
was,
that was a positive.
No, now
one.
I know, but now somebody.
Somebody
said,
would.
Here's
get
the thing:
offended.
Is James I don't mind offend. I don't mind offending people. I don't care. I enjoy that.
Hell yeah!
I just hate that. Like if you say the wrong thing, you're fucking yanked.
Right.
Like they're pulling dudes out.
Yeah, man.
They're yanking people out of the fucking wood, man.
Like, sometimes it's out of context too, though. What they say and what they.
Oh
out.
Fuck! So it's like
what the fuck?
But I think it's gonna come. Like, honestly, bro, you watch. We're going to band together. We're all – comedians are going to band together because even though there's all types of different comedians, like there's some that may, you know, within the community feel certain woke or non-woke, we're all going to have to. And I think it's happening because we want that free speech. And people are going cuckoo.
It's going to start – you know what? We're just going to start charging more money to get in.
Dude.
That's you got to stop bad. Putting stuff online.
Yeah, it'll keep
you got to stop letting writers review your show and quote jokes.
I hate
you
that.
You got to stop letting like,
who
like,
does
all
that?
Those
Russell
Peters
well,
on the net, dude.
People will come and they'll want to write about it on the blog on their blog.
Oh
or
yeah.
Whatever, you know?
Oh,
we deny all press requests.
When I was on Last Comic Standing tour,
I never get those requests.
I was on the Last Comic Standing tour. There was a woman in the front, and she had her notebook, and she was taking notes the whole movie.
So the Holmes Depot.
That's right, bro.
Wait, so you're on Last Comic Standing. What happened?
There was a lady in the front, bro, reviewing the whole show. Uh-huh. And then at the end, and then Tommy John again started bagging on her. And at the next day, she said that some bad stuff about him. You know, he was on too long. It was horrible.
But she wasn't lying, though.
Wait, so take me through. After you, what was your first pop out? Was it Last Comic Standing? Because I remember seeing you on that. But you were doing other stuff before
you did
that.
Shows, I was on.
Weren't you on a show?
I was on a show called Que Locos, bro.
Oh, that was a stand-up show,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were on a sitcom.
No. Just recently, I was in Superstore.
Yeah, he's had a recurring role on that.
That's awesome.
I had a recurring role called...
Now, did you go... How far did you go on Last Comic?
I won.
You thought you won. Yeah. Yeah, I thought you did. I wasn't sure. It was like one or two.
It's 2007.
2007? I thought it was 10. When I won.
God, yeah.
What am I thinking?
That's what I was looking at.
Hold on.
Add that. She looking at me like she was riding.
Add that to the list. Wow, right there, right there.
That's probably her first slip ever.
Trying to convince me of shit.
Wait.
With the little wink card, looking like a little
monkey. You won in 2010.
Superman heat vision, though.
Yeah, 2010. Why was it? Yeah. Maybe I was thinking 7 years, but that's not even seven. Right either. Yeah.
Wait,
season
was
seven.
I on? The, no.
Yeah. Season seven.
I was on, though, when somebody was on.
Not you.
Fluffy.
Yeah, Fluffy might have been.
Gabriel Iglesias?
When you guys were in the house?
No, I was like a guest judge one time. Wait, yeah, Fluffy was on, not when you were on, though.
Yeah.
God, that show has helped so many people.
Season 7, yeah, that's why I said that.
Now, after you won that, were you just beyond touring, beyond?
We went on an 85-city tour immediately after. That was badass. Some of these theaters, man, I probably never go again.
No.
Which was one in Colorado in the middle of the fucking snow. It was called Vice.
Or I forgot the name. Vail,
Vail, wow, Colorado.
Well, I mean,
Vice, Colorado.
But now it's Vice, Colorado, pretty much it.
Vail, California.
Holmes Depot.
Colorado.
Why? I'm looking at the camera. You guys are looking there. Okay.
Oh, I'm looking at you guys.
What's up, fool? Rodrigo Torres.
What's cracking
so
up?
Tell me more about Elvis, bro. How do you do it, bro? Hey, you
want to get ready? Does it matter if I invoke God in there? Are you guys good with God, or should I not invoke God? I'm going to go for it and invoke God. Oh, thank you very much. All right, cool check. All right, you guys got rings. Oh, you don't got no rings, huh? You guys want to buy some rings? I'm on, nah, dude. We're going to pick up our rings next week. they're on layaway, dog. Nah, but he's all right. Mr. Rodrigo, okay, let me do this in my head real quick. Rodrigo, would you take this woman? All right, cool. Yeah, let's do it, man. You guys ready or what? And it was cool. Just real quick. It was super
so
quick.
So he talked like Elvis while he was doing
Yeah, had the rings
Elvis
and everything.
Thing.
And I guess he told us about this place called the Peppermill where everybody goes for breakfast and lunch,
dude.
A local place.
Bad.
He's all, yeah, man, you guys got to go there. But he was like a pitch man. I guess he gets up 10 bucks per person or something. Back. Yeah. He's all, it's real cheap, man. But it was not. Anyways, it was real good. But, yeah, so he was cool, quick, and all wearing all dark. I don't know, man. It looked like he had a wig, but they said he had a wig.
Did you touch it like Randy Quaid?
Yeah, I gave him a little, nah, fuck no, dude. I don't want to fuck that fool with a body slam. He was like built like the Honky Tonk Man.
Wow.
But it was real quick, dude. Let's go.
So you did it there.
Yeah, right there.
And now
on Las Vegas Boulevard.
You live with your girl?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys live together now?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, during the week we stay there, and then during the weekend we stay at our house when I'm here. So, yeah.
Her house with her parents?
Yeah, in Brea.
But it's two houses, or you have to?
No, one house.
So you have to walk around with your underwear and high five the dad?
I never walk around with my underwear anyways, but yeah, with my robe, man. So, yeah,
is that going to be your setup now?
For right now, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Like the Romanos, bro.
That's crazy. I could not live with any parent figure. Ever.
Hell no, I don't want the whole world.
But it's funny though, because I had a friend that my buddy in the DA's office. Oh, dude, bro, you can't be leaving. I'm like, listen, if I didn't have a house where to go, then that would probably be an issue. Yeah. But you know, like some people feel locked down under somebody's roof. But yeah, we don't give a shit. It's all good. That's how it's been going on.
It's a big ass house.
Yeah, it's a big house. Dude. 4 bedrooms.
You have any bathrooms?
Two and a half actually.
Yeah, your own bathroom.
Yeah,
good man.
Everything's cool.
I should be waiting for the dad to come out and shit.
Sit down. Said the dad.
Totally all warm. God, if I was a dad, I wouldn't allow it, man. Because I like to walk around like a fucking wrestler, bro.
I know. It's hard. It's hard.
For real, bro.
You do anyway, though. There you answered the door the other day in your underwear.
No, well, that's how you always used to be because he was like, he used to do it, but he doesn't do the joke anymore where he'd be like a homeboy from Blood In, Blood Out, dude. Like when he's all snitchy. Hey, there's going to be something going down at Zodi's home. He finally did it one time at Tortillas and it fucking destroyed it and he didn't do it. He did it for like a year and a half.
You want some chorizo?
But he's always been, he would walk around with us when we were, me, Ivan, Vinny, he'd be in his underwear. All right, I'll be right. I'm going to take a shower, dog. I was like, take a shower, dog. Yeah, on the phone, talking like that. When 9/11 happened, you were walking around with your underwears like that.
Fuck Roddy Piper with my blue underwear, bro.
Where is Tortillas? I remember that.
Wild Coyotes now. No, that's in
Montebello.
Dude, I think I remember that.
Beverly and
Poplar.
Yeah, bro.
Across the street from the Beverly Hospital.
Tortillas.
That was a $50 gig.
Tortillas.
That played a lot of names, man. I think the first time I saw you, man, on anything, you were on some MTV van commercial.
Yeah, dude, that broke me.
That's what I said. That's that the first time I saw you. And then one time I was all high. No, they're not high. But you were
smoke weed?
I thought you were the guy from Beck.
Oh, he looks like Beck.
Beck. That, totally. No, that would be Beck. He goes, I thought you were the guy from the guy Beck.
I'm a commendador.
That's Beck.
I'm a loser.
The Beck man. Show.
You
the
thought Beck, Beck I was Beck?
Shaving.
You was the guy.
So that was your first break?
Cool, dog.
Yes.
Your first cash?
Dude, that came from comedy. A comedian who I can't remember right now, but it's in my book, got five of us an audition for a test spot for El Pollo Loco. The crazy chicken.
I think one of them was to be that chubby comedian.
Huh?
That chubby comedian. He used to do a bit called, that was funny, bro, but he had a bit about, he was chubby. He goes, you ever heard of James Dean in that movie?
Oh, Eric Edwards.
Eric Edwards, one of the guys.
He was the first guy on the circuit to really blow up.
Yeah.
He was in Problem Child. He was in a lot of stuff. But then somebody got us an audition, and then from that, I didn't get the El Pollo Loco, but then I got the Vans. Then that went led to another Vans. So it was, yeah, the Vans was like paid my, it was like that. I went from zero into like having like $6,000, which is a lot of
money. Fuck yeah, dude.
It's a lot of money now.
You slept in a Cadillac now.
Yeah.
Long black Cadillac.
Hey, bro, remember we used to go do that, the potluck with Big Fat Chewy at the Comedy Store?
Oh, yeah.
Did you put everybody's name in a little fucking jar?
Yeah.
Dog? How bad was that, dude?
Dude, I remember.
That's open mic, right?
Like, what, dude?
You would have to write your name, bro, and you better make sure that when they peel it off, they don't rip your name off, bro.
Wait, is Chewy with us anymore? No.
He's still alive.
Yeah, okay, but he's just not at the comedy store.
He's not at the store. Dude, no. Chewy was cool.
Yeah.
Playing music and shit.
Chewy used to take our little thing and be like, that's why I tried to be homies with him, because he would like, you're right. You rip half your name off, they go, Jamie Kennedar. And if they say it wrong, you're like, it's me, Kennedy. You're like, nope, it's Kennedar. Like, you got it, dude. That's so funny.
Because they won't put your name at the potluck like that, bro. And then you try to make your name right, so they won't rip half your name off.
Dude, I remember, and it would be
old school.
I heard, well, it seems analog. More probably packed now, but I remember I would go up. I swear I would go up
one
later. I think it would go up at like 2, and it would still. I think, am I crazy to think that the store used to go till 4 a.m.?
Yes, because the potluck on Sunday was potluck. Like,
and it would be with poppins.
It was a potluck with a bunch of little fools going, like a young comic going up, but then all the regular would go up from
Paul Mooney.
The good times. Get the good time from 8 to 10:30.
Yeah.
Then the potluck will continue after that.
Yeah.
And then you're back at 1.
Yeah, and then but people would come in, regulars, and do like 20 minutes and destroy, and then they would bring. I remember I had this shirt, it was like amoebas on it. Remember the early 90s, like looked like paisleys? And I went up and they go, give it up for Vanilla Ice's. Well, I can't say the word, brother, because you can't say nothing anymore. Special needs, brother. That's what they would do.
You ever like had a set at the potluck, and then somebody went up and they're like 4 hours.
I remember one time I followed James Stevens III.
He was good.
He destroyed. And he did like an hour and a half, and I had to go up and do 3 minutes. People literally, I got a minute and a half. They just got rid of me. It was so hard. Yeah, he was incredible.
People don't know, bro. Somebody bumps you, you're going to come back there and do 3 minutes, bro.
3 minutes, bro. My first time I ever got bumped was at the Laugh Factory by Rodney Dangerfield.
Hey, you know?
That's a good one to get.
I know. Isn't that incredible? Because I feel bad when I bump people, but I tell them that story because I was auditioning for Comedy Central for like Premium Blend, and he came in. He did 6 minutes and just destroyed.
Blazed the room, you know?
And then I just had to go up and no one knows me, and he just bombed. But it's a good one to get bumped.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. That's tight.
That is crazy. Hey,
you know. Yeah, you know? We
had a lot of history, dude.
There was a comedy contest that I always tell my friends that I won only because all my friends showed up for the projects. Remember the Acapulco?
Dude, Acapulco wasn't bad.
On Hollywood.
Yeah. Tony Roma's at Universal City paid $50 and a meal. And we used to like negotiate. Remember Dave Garrett?
He was the lawyer
and he would negotiate like an extra side. He was in law school, and he's also a comedian.
Sidebar here.
He's like, you know, you got a sweet potato, like he wants a cream spinach too. We'll throw that in. Like literally would negotiate. But those were like, dude, those are the gigs, man. $50 and food.
When my wife and I got married, we stood at this hotel on a wedding night. We stood at a hotel in Venice Beach. No, Marina Del Rey. Yeah. And I'm walking, and I looked to the left, and I told my wife, you know what? I think I did stand-up comedy here. Cow's End.
Cow's End was the shit.
Was it
dude.
Called Cow's End?
Yeah, yeah. Cow's End was
upstairs, right?
Oh, it was dope. Cow's End, I used to perform. Yeah, dude, we did time. It was good. See, people back in that day, that was coffee houses. So imagine a New York coffee house where comedy was like got hip in the 60s. That's what LA started to have. But they didn't have Starbucks, right?
No,
there was no Starbucks. Yeah, it was all Greenwich Village style. Yeah. So we would do it. It was either the store, the factory, the improv, which was very possible to get in.
Improv was harder.
Hard. Everything was so hard. So you had all these coffee houses, and then they had a circuit, and that got good. And that we were starting to get known on that.
Yeah, man.
And it was like then agents started coming out to there and then bring us to the big clubs. But we had to create that. It was good.
But you have to sign your name. And then after a while, man, if your friend was running the room, you go up first. If not, you're last.
Yeah. Yeah. It was totally a different time.
So then what happened, bro? You got married?
Not married.
Never got married?
No. Why'd you bring that up?
I don't know.
I've never been married. How many times have you been married?
Once.
This is your first time?
Yeah.
I honestly do not. The reason I've never been married yet is because I was driving over here thinking about this. Because I didn't want to have divorces. Right. So my parents were married for 60 years.
60.
Wow. That's insane.
Hallelujah.
And if you talk to someone like Dr. Drew, he'll say, like, you don't want to live up to that because that's an incredible expectation. Now, they probably should have been divorced a lot because they fought a lot.
Damn, a lot of fights. Huh?
But, oh, dude, tons.
60,000.
Tell us about one.
Just, dude, everything. They fight over the stupidest shit. Fight over forks.
Jamie had a bit about his father yelling at him. Oh, reading a newspaper. Jamie?
No, my dad used to go like this. This was my sex talk. My dad would say, hey, Jay. He was from the South. He sounded like Foghorn Leghorn. He'd say, this was my first bitch. He'd go, you go out that little girl last night, boy? Well, she's a cute little girl, isn't she? Did you, That was my sex talk. He would use sounds. He would do you. She had nice. You know, he would never use bad words.
Or as far as.
Yeah, exactly.
That was his bleep.
Yeah. So, I thought I would be divorced because I was traveling. I was, you know, going to different places. I was a little bit of a hoe. So, and I just thought.
For reals?
Yeah, what do you mean for reals? Yeah, I mean, if you're on a different movie set or you're in a different city doing comedy, I mean.
Movie sets?
Yeah, so you start.
You stabbing up a lot of chicks in that car?
Huh?
Stabbing? We're stabbing now? Yo,
you got it, you can't say
that. You don't have a penis, it's a shear.
It's a shank.
First we're piping, then we're stabbing.
Yeah, throw a little pipe.
I think that's what Elvis told him.
Did you stab her home?
That's what Elvis told him. You stab that in.
Hey, go in the wall, you know? Rah, rah, rah.
Come back to the Chevrolet. I think I did, like, have a little session.
I'm a fucking bayonet right here, right?
Can you say it? Imagine if you said that.
I'm a bayonet that bitch.
You stabbing up.
You don't know this, but the red coats are coming.
Let's get one in real quick.
He's meaning a flesh knife.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Are we going to get in trouble for
giving
that?
Her that pink...
Aren't you paranoid? I'm paranoid.
Nah, you giving her that pink steel there, Jamie?
Look at this guy right here, man. Little Jamie was like, that's right. One time I tell people I opened up for you at the Long Beach Laugh Factory. You were performing there when I went outside. Your girlfriend was selling your merch, Jennifer Love
Hewitt.
Yes,
yes.
And shoot. I was like, you know what? Life wasn't getting better than this.
Yeah, yeah. Quite the lady.
At that moment when I saw that, I said, you know what? He made it.
Did you think?
You would tell that story about how many times you almost went out with her.
Yeah.
That shit was fucking funny.
Wait, which was the story about
the one when you were talking to her and then John Mayer came over and spanked her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
And that shit made me laugh, dog.
It's okay if John Mayer does it.
You look up there, bro.
Yeah. I forget the whole story, but I was trying to, like, hook up with her multiple times. And then
you're trying to get one there, bro.
And, John, and I was like, and I was like, hey, I'm. And John Mayer's like, what's up? And like, scooped it up. And another time I was talking to her, like, Backstreet Boy, what's up? Like, scooped it up. So I was always getting blocked.
You finally got it, though.
Yes, we had a nice run.
A little rendezvous?
Yeah. Right. She had a beautiful, she was very sweet. She sold my merch. She was very sweet.
Sweet for somebody who's so well known to be sitting there.
Hey, look,
like,
I would say it was sweet if Felipe sold my merch. Anybody sells merch is sweet, but for someone like her, but she really wanted to.
Bro, sold DVDs.
She bedazzled them. She bedazzled of some of my DVDs.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
And it was extra, you know, yeah. So, but, you know, eventually she got tired of that job.
People were like this, looking at the photo, man, she was never in Malibu's finest. Why is she holding the DVD?
She is Malibu's finest.
People would push me out of the way to take a picture with her. And I'd be like, go to my website. Wow, dude, I remember that.
You said that. Because, see, that's real jokes, bro.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
That shit came from real life.
Yeah.
That's like a Rob Diggle?
Rob Riggle,
bro, had the funniest bit. He something about I don't know how I'm a kid fucking I love, but you gotta listen to it. He has a bit about him liking his neighbor and doing push-ups every time she passes by, or every time she passes by, he'll try to make a fucking swoosh shot,
sink a little jump
and
shot.
And then his neighbor, his homie knew that he liked her. So one day, bro, hey, you liked her, bro? Let's go. I know what she's doing. I know where she's at right now. So he took her to a room, and that fool's older brother was fucking the shit out of her, bro.
Oh, dude.
Whoa, that just escalated. Wow, that's a lot more intense than mine.
Bro.
Dabbing that shit.
I was at the fucking Denver Comedy Works. When I heard that, I won Last Comic Standing, bro. I just headlined a theater. I didn't give a fuck. I screamed, bro. They had to kick me out of the room. I was hollering. He goes, all that. He goes, you know what, man? Real life back then, at that moment, that man, not enough push-ups or not enough, you know, bang shots.
Wait, so
he
liked the girl, so tried to impress her in the sweetest way, and then the guy
and his friend
brought his friend over and let him peek in the room with some dude.
His older brother.
Just tearing it up. Oh, man, that's ruthless.
Yeah, I died, bro.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you about the most realest story or the funniest, bro. I hope you know, I don't fuck it up for him if he's telling that joke somewhere. Bro.
Which brother was doing it?
I don't know, man.
Which brother?
The little brother.
Dude, that is fucked up. That is the human condition in a nutshell. That was way more intense than my story.
Came full circle.
Nah, yours was real
that's
too.
What I was talking about, though, the other day. There are so many dicks around this world, you know?
That dude's a dick to be able to do that to him.
But, like, we were talking about stuff like that. Like, somebody just
like dicks
breaking.
Or dicks.
Like, yeah, like somebody assholes. Just breaking your stuff because they want to.
We were talking about that.
And I said, that's human nature. That is the like, problem with humanity.
We were talking
right
about that because we're walking, Lisa and I.
But that's fucking something up, too.
I'm fucking all high. Yeah. I'm eating my fucking acai bowl. And there's a
you noticed that.
And there's a and there's a fixie
board. Carne asada.
Carne asada. That's a good one, dog.
Carne asada. You take it. Take it. I'm going to do that shit. Out the,
carne asada.
Carne asada.
Well, what's carne asada, bro? It's that what's that meat they eat? It's tartar, right? Tartar?
Yeah, tartar.
Tartar. The way that says means
what's
raw.
What's tartar, homie? It's carne asada, dog.
Give me a little bowl of that shit.
So wait.
You
so
still
what?
Got it, cocksucker.
So wait, what happened? Finish
where?
The story. I don't know. You
the wriggle story.
No, you had to know that you were talking about dicks.
Oh, dicks.
No, so, well, people breaking you were shit. Saying so what a dick that guy shit. Was, the brother.
So we're
was.
Walking. I'm eating my, my carne asada bowl, bro, with horchata. And I see a fixie. I'm just trying to ask. There you go. Anyway, so. Don't stop me. I'm on a roll here. Uh-huh. So I look over to the left, and there's a fixie bike with no seat. And one of the tires is beat the fuck up, bro.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Like if somebody hit it with a sledgehammer. And like you know, he didn't have to do all that. He could just stole the fucking bike. But he just did it to be a dick.
Yeah.
And she said, Lisa said, those are humans.
Yeah.
You're right. Because a lion will never go over to where the beaver lives and take a shit in his house.
Yeah, they don't destroy stuff just for the sake of destroying it or to make somebody mad.
You don't see rhinos peed on top of alligator eggs.
Yeah.
Just for the fuck of it, you know?
Yeah.
That's how animals are
you
better
do that
at
that is a good joke. A lion would never take a shit from a beaver.
Just to be a thing, go rah!
It's true.
It's true, buddy. Bro. You ever done bad shit like that to somebody?
No, not really. I wasn't a dick like that, dude.
I did one time. I was a little kid, bro.
You're a dick.
I did it. Yeah, there was a bunch of guys playing handball.
What?
They were playing handball, and there were a bunch of cholos. And they had a case of beer, and my brother and I, we took it, we hid it.
See, that's, but I think that's your brother, though. Angel? I think that's his
my
character,
Angel
though. His,
said,
that, his nature.
Angel.
He was no Angel.
No Angel.
Angel.
Concentrate on the
what's up, Jamie? Kidding, they're in the house, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You got dates coming up? You still touring?
Yeah, I got some tonight. I'm leaving. I'm going to Schaumburg. When's the last time you
Chicago,
been to Schaumburg?
Chicago, Schaumburg, baby.
Illinois.
Last summer.
Suburbs.
Yeah.
The mall.
Schaumburg, people. Improv.
I'll be there this weekend, and then in 2 weeks I'm doing Side Splitters in Tampa. I don't know the rest.
Louis C.K. was there last week.
Yeah, he was. Louis was there. Which
sold
either
out
is,
three shows.
Which is either one of two things. Either I'm in the hot club, or Louis is trying to sneak some dates in. So, but it's awesome that, you know, that it's a great club, so I'm excited. Yeah, Louis went in there and did 3 days.
Imagine now, bro. That'd be a funny.
Yeah, you didn't have any protesters there.
That'd be a funny sketch, huh? Like Louis C.K. walking in looking for a new agent, and then you have a when he walks in, there's like plastic everywhere, like you're gonna kill somebody.
I know. Where you're going.
I thought it was gonna be.
Kind of like that story that.
The
Middleton said about Cat Williams.
Yeah.
You know D. Middleton, right?
Who is that?
Daryl Middleton, black dude from BET.
Littleton. Mm-hmm.
Littleton.
Okay, yeah.
D. Middleton.
What about him?
He wrote an unbiographical book about Cat Williams.
He
unauthorized.
Did?
Unauthorized.
Biography, yeah.
About his days of opening up for him. Let me tell you that book
and writing
fucking
for him.
Good.
Wait, how does Cat feel about the book?
He put a hit on him.
No comment.
Well, there's a comment. Well, there's a story at the end about how he shows up to Cat's house. Cat's
he says,
house.
Up to Cat's house. And in the room is Cat with two bodyguards. And the whole room is filled with plastic.
And there's like several baseball bats.
Several baseball bats
and
things on
the clubs. And he thought he was going to get like killed and beat the shit up.
And what happened?
Had the shit beat out of him.
He asked him for the keys to the car that Cat Williams loaned him.
Something,
him?
Yeah, he asked for the keys to his car, and I think he gave him the keys, and then he said he had to go do something.
Cat
then,
wanted the keys back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think somehow he got out of there. I can't even remember how he got out. I read that book. But yeah,
D. Middleton wrote that book.
Yeah.
Whoa, and he's not worried?
It's been a few years since
if
that
if you
one
have
came
a
up.
Book where you write about plastic and bats.
I think it's been probably 4 or 5 years since that book.
Yo, man.
At least.
Cat Williams, genius.
So here's Schaumburg.
Killed
remember
me.
We know we knew
so
him when
funny.
He was Cat in the Hat.
Huh?
I knew
him. I remember
yeah,
Cat
in the Hat, right?
Yeah, when was at the store?
That was him.
Yeah.
He's doing a little trench coat in the hat.
Yeah.
Looking at the Hamburglar. Waka, waka, waka.
It's crazy how many.
You never partied hard like everybody else?
You mean like drugs and stuff?
Yeah.
Nah.
Weed?
A little bit of weed sometimes, but I'm not, you know.
OG Louis 13.
Yeah. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I mean, because, dude, I get paranoid, you know? So it's like, plus I always.
I get paranoid sober, bro.
Really? Are you lifted right now?
Not really.
No.
That's a good, yeah. But I just think, I wouldn't be able to think.
If I go three hours sober in the morning, I'm going to have like 30 enemies in Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat.
Yeah.
I'm going to just tell people, I'm going to let people have it. Waste that, bitch. Ain't nobody wants to buy that shit.
You got to go off on all your fans.
You live with your mom. you got no fucking follow. You got no fucking, people say they get to all my followers and. Am I supporting? You're no supporters.
I'm an influencer.
You're living on money. Sometimes you want to go off. Like, bitch, you ain't rescuing no pit bulls. No. Like, some people are just like, not pit bulls, but just they go up there, man. And like, I feel the biggest creep sometimes when I go to someone's page and I look and then I realize I'm the only one there. Now it's awkward, you know?
Oh, like a live video? You were going
on a live video with somebody and then, like, they're the only one there?
Oh.
That's creepy, huh?
Oh, just you and them?
Like, I just had
like nobody else showed up yet.
That's loser.
Sometimes you accidentally on Instagram, saying, it pops up on the
wait,
top.
Wait, are you saying, so, like, if we were on here right now, we would just be with, like,
one guy.
Joaquin Rodriguez?
Yeah.
What's up, Joaquin? It was just that. Wow, that would be so.
Shout out, man.
So it'll be like, so what you want to talk about?
FaceTiming, basically, shit.
Like sometimes I go to DJs who are mixing, and I'm the only one listening, bro.
Dude, are you serious?
And I'm like, I write down like, so if I'm the only one, can I make a request?
Follow me on SoundCloud, bro.
So how many movies have you written?
Written? Well, I partly wrote Malibu's Most Wanted.
Badass movie.
Thank you, Preesh. I didn't write it, but
you know, how it's badass, Jamie? Huh. There was a guy at the Laugh Factory selling a bootleg.
For real?
For reals.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Back
in and I was going to downtown LA. That motherfucker was everywhere, bro.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate
you know what
that.
Movie was not there, man?
What?
On Golden Pond.
Oh, shit. I didn't have that on the DVD.
No, bro. Everybody had that movie, bro. That shit was more bootleg than... I'm thinking it was up there like with Soul Plane.
Soul Plane.
As far as bootleg.
Soul, yeah, that's how Plane. Kevin Hart blew up. Yeah. With bootlegs.
Well, yeah, it's true, by the way. Soul Plane was everywhere. Kicking It Old School, I produced.
Your show?
My show I wrote and produced with help, obviously. So, yeah, a few things. Produced some stuff now. You know, it's different. I'm trying to, like... do it again, but I feel like they're more of decision makers than ever. There's never been more places to distribute content and more people going like this. Well,
tell me about it.
Let's decide. What's the characters? It's like overthinkeverything.com.
Yeah, we were pitching a reality. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, but and they want you to do something that's already done.
Yeah, well, we were pitching a reality show. It wasn't reality.
Show, right?
It was unscripted. This is the one at the border. Anyway. But we were pitching it everywhere, and every executive had the same comment. Well, what's the, like, goal?
Oh, my God.
What's the message?
In each episode, like, is there, like, a challenge we can do in each episode? And I was like, fuck it.
Oh, my God.
What kind of challenge? Like, and like what? Well, that's the hot thing now, and that's what everybody wants to do.
Let me tell you something. Don't do it. Do not do it. Don't do it. Do not give in.
Because we wanted to go and explore the towns around the border and all that stuff. Anyway.
But you're going to pitch to people that are only getting 10,000 views anyway.
Annoying.
Just stay here. I'm telling you, it's beyond annoying. Like, I can't listen to people that were in grade school give me notes when I was already starring in Scream 2. Not
so
Scream 1, Scream 2.
They're
you know what I mean?
Like, afraid to take a risk on anything new and different.
That's because...
And they want to... they're afraid to lose their job.
Can I say this thing that I say, and you guys can use this on the podcast? The problem why this town has so many issues... is because we have risk takers pitching to the risk averse.
You're right.
We only live by our balls. Mm-hmm. We got nothing. Living in cars, you know, a young baby. We started nothing. And these people go to college, don't want to lose their job. Fucked up.
They don't, man.
They're so afraid.
That's an enormous point, dude.
Hashtag deep.
Hey, Jimmy got deep, Vato.
Man, when there was a movie when I saw you come in. I thought, oh, shit, Jamie Kennedy's in the movie. Oh, she'll be robbing that guy.
Well, on As Good As It Gets.
Yeah, As Good As It Gets.
So you shouted that out in the movie theater?
Fuck yeah. He hit the guy with a fucking club.
Yeah. I was robbing that guy. I originally took that part from a Mexican. That's a joke, everybody. That was...
People get offended and go, you know what? White people always taking jobs.
That's true.
How about the white people that give jobs? Come on, man.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
What are you guys talking about? Thank you for the shout-out, Jamie Kennedy. Shout-out to Rodrigo Torres.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So, I don't know. It is crazy, though, right?
Yeah, man.
It's like a great time to be your own entity. And now it's just a matter of getting people to see it. But, like, pitching is like, to me, I would think it would be a no-brainer.
Look, right? People always say that. 6 years ago, he had a manager. I've been his manager for the last seven years.
Oh, this escalated.
But 6 years ago.
You're also the
He was with somebody else.
What man?
He was with somebody else. And that person, that company,
We're not going to say names.
Wanted to know some ideas, some pitches.
The next biography in the city.
And one of those pitches was about a couple of guys, kind of like clerks, you know, but who worked in a weed shop, you know.
Counter guys.
Wait a minute. I don't see that at all. Go ahead.
But wait, this was 6 years ago.
Okay.
And the manager goes, yeah, I don't know. I don't think people are really ready for a weed show yet, you know,
and we're like, look,
it's legal in these states, it's medically legal in these states, and like it's growing.
The foresight.
This is his manager.
Wow,
shutting it down, not an executive. Hold before on. It even gets out the door, and we were just like, and then he started calling with some conference call about how he can get up the Twitter followers.
Oh my god!
And I was like, we got to end this relationship.
Wow, you're not going to shout the company out. Don't shout it out.
Well, he was with Roar, but it was small. It was a guy, just his manager.
Yeah, a lot of people don't have the vision, man.
No,
they don't have.
Afraid.
You know who's going to believe in
but
you?
How many shows came out about weed after that? Like 4 years later.
A lot of shows came out weed.
And then
they'll tell you know what? There's already too many shows about comedians. Then another one pops up on HBO.
I know. That's the biggest thing. When you're pitching a sitcom, well, what do you want them to do? Because, you know, for a job, because, you know, we want to avoid comedian because audiences don't really like that. It's like Seinfeld was a highly popular show about a comedian.
No,
Crashing is in its third season right now on HBO.
Yeah.
The Margot lady.
Yeah.
The fabulous.
Maisel.
Oh, Mrs. Maisel. It's about Margot. A comic.
Get Margot Manischewitz.
Yeah, Margot Kidder's in it, right?
Margot.
Margot.
Hey, the Margot
the favorite.
Anyway,
hey.
That's
the Margot lady.
It's so, Margot.
It kills me. That one kills me. And it's like, yeah, but you haven't, first of all, you haven't seen a Latino perspective as a comic.
Never.
That's a whole different community of people.
Sure. El Madrigal in a comedy store show. Did he play with a big mustache?
Yeah, he plays like a Freddie 70s, Prince. Like Freddie Prince style guy, you know, I think.
Yeah.
But it's... You can't get past them.
The whole show could be my fucking Nacho Fuzz days. No, we're looking at Dodger Stadium.
Well, we wanted to do one about a comic who had fallen, but
that's funny. Somebody said Matt Blake ?
No, it wasn't Matt Blake.
He's not a roar.
How do you even know him? Who are you?
A troll.
You were mentioning somebody special.
Oh,
I guess.
Somebody special, maybe. No, he's not Matt Blake.
Wow. What's up? Where people find you at? What's your Instagram?
Go to Instagram at Jamie Kennedy. No, the Jamie Kennedy Instagram. Jamie Kennedy on Twitter. Jamie Kennedy on Facebook. I don't know. Snap, you can find me on there. I don't even know what my name is. There's too many of this shit. We got to document everything as we
You were on CNN once.
Yeah, I was.
With another comedian, Jenna.
Jenna.
Janie or Jenna something. Jenna Goes. Jenna Goots. I don't know.
Jenna Goots.
What were you on CNN, man?
Could be anything.
Hey, who was on CNN once with Janice.
I remember hearing that the guy from fucking...
What was that all about, Mr. Janice?
So the name's probably Laura.
The usual suspects. You were there here with Jenny Stanhope.
You was in the Beverly Center once.
I'm like, dude, I don't remember. I've been on CNN a few times. I forget.
The first time, though.
With a female comedian?
No.
Are you sure?
What were they doing?
Talking. They had a panel.
You're still cold.
You're killing me.
Anyway, man. I didn't take
20
notes.
Questions.
Get this, warm.
I know stuff that's not on Wikipedia.
Bro,
do you have a Wikipedia?
Yeah. I do, but I don't.
Who did it?
I don't know. People write shit.
Fairly accurate.
People do it.
No, is it? Yeah. No, is it?
Not. It has crazy stuff, but it's pretty all right.
Wait, you read
He's
it?
He's fact checked. Yeah. He's fact checked your Wikipedia.
How do you know?
Give us word. Give us word.
I'm me.
Oh yeah, but no. As far
how
as
do
like,
you know?
Wikipedia, everybody shits on it, but it's pretty accurate. Some of the shit.
My shit?
You mean in general?
How do you know? You mean in general? How do you know my shit's accurate?
I peeked at it.
Look it up.
But you don't know if it is. You didn't ask me.
Oh yeah, but comparative to like the stuff that's legit. On IMBD, your stuff is published on your
Yeah, but they
page.
Have to. All they do is basically they go back and they cite those.
Yeah,
things,
exactly.
Like IMDb
exactly.
biography.
It used to be totally wild and
so
out
if his
and
biography
not
is crazy. Yeah. Then that stuff will.
But
people
here's the
will
thing:
from that and it'll become a
there's
crazy
movies that I never did on IMDb.
Yeah.
And there's also movies
oh,
coming
yeah,
up that I didn't do.
That's because people tag you because they want to hype up whatever project they're doing and they
exactly.
think they can tag you. But you can't tag like ABC or I was on an ABC show or anything. That'll get
just the artist
booted.
Himself.
But yeah. People can tag artists. He's tagged on like two or three things.
But some of it is real.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not enough. It's weird.
It's spotty
there,
as hell.
There are people that have like these huge Wikipedias, and it's like I had never heard of you, and you know they're in there like writing it. I've never put one thing. It's like, and then he crossed the street when he was 9, and what happened was he was inspired by sparrows, and it's like, what are you? Because I'm too busy. You know
oh,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Totally,
so
dude,
I barely have anything.
Like you would never approve this photo.
No, dude.
Let me see. Damn, you're yoked on.
I was like, fuck.
By the way, look at that.
He was an arm wrestler.
He was playing that murderer, bro. He was his wife in Modesto.
This is three things. I'm going to tell you what this is.
Go
that's
for.
After I was a.
Bug,
I had a.
You're like Roy, bro.
I had like
Pam left him.
Bottle. This was in San Diego during Comic-Con in 2009. I had a bottle of Prosecco the night before. And I was dating J Love, and we just got in an argument. 100% facts.
Yeah.
Look at that. So I
now
was.
That's for Wikipedia.
There
right
you go. I wouldn't approve.
The red carpet with somebody.
Yes. I love it. That's the only picture because she's famous. But no one ever asked me about other women.
That's the only two photos you have.
But like,
let me see that other one.
What about the girl from Chili's I dated? Nobody asked me about her. She's nice.
She wanted to be an actress.
Regional manager.
Shared a Blumenini.
Oh yeah.
They're bombed.
I love that he goes. You're Wikipedia.
James Harvey
now
Kennedy.
Now he's on
Harvey.
Wikipedia. All
look at
all
him.
Day.
Hey, fool, I saw you on that Wikipedia.
Have you?
Kennedy
you
was
your
born
dates?
In. He was born in Upper Darby Township.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Right
they,
by.
They still wear wigs over there.
Right, right by Guadalajara.
My lord.
They wear powder. They still wear powdered wigs over there. You go to court.
Lord Kennedy.
Why do you have your dates? Why did you write your dates? This is so weird. You wrote all your dates up.
No, I just wrote,
he's going to
shout
him
March.
Out.
Yeah, I just wrote March. He's going to say
can you shout my shit out, too?
Shout it out, bro.
Like, yeah, he right opened the floor.
Well, I got Schomburg this week.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got
Thursday through Sunday?
Yeah, dude. I must be getting
Illinois.
Better because
Schomburg
I added
Improv.
And then I'm
oh, they added some in Schomburg?
Tampa.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Louis C.K.'s new favorite club at Side Splitters. And then I don't know.
Side Splitters.
I'm actually almost toward the end of my tour. I just shot a special, so everybody look for it. I got to finish the edit today, actually.
Look, I see right there, Jamie Kennedy's wife.
Why? I know.
Fuck. What are you putting that out on?
Did it say Jamie Kennedy's net worth, Jamie Kennedy's movies, Jamie
Kennedy's
show?
I don't know yet. I made it independently, and there was a guy that wanted to produce it that produced his, and I was almost.
Scott Montoya?
I am not sure. Oh. Somebody, but. I'm going to sell it somewhere.
Probably Claude.
Claude Shires?
Because everyone I talked to did it independently.
Yeah,
we
did
sold our HBO in that way.
Yeah. And some of the biggest specials you see now are independent.
Except Netflix just said they're not sure how they're going to deal with that coming up.
But you know what? And guess what? And I was like,
but other people will buy it.
But I was like, oh, shit. But then I literally went on Netflix, and some of the biggest specials on there are like deep, like underneath, mm-hmm. like houses with bad garages.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're so deep and they're still huge.
Yeah.
So it's just about being there. But if I could do it anywhere,
yeah.
Shit, people are putting stuff on Vimeo and it's killing.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The we did it independently and we spent way less than.
Oh yeah.
Anybody?
You don't need to.
You know, and it looked beautiful. And that guy who Claude, if I don't know if you were ever going to consider working with him, but they did a good job.
All right. So Roar. That's what you're saying.
No, no. That's a different thing.
That's how realistic, right?
Huh?
Unreal Media.
Unreal Media is the company.
Yes, Claude, I did hear.
Here's some trivia on Jamie Kennedy, bro. I mean, to be with
go
him.
For it. Christ.
He was considered to play Bob Sugar in Jerry Maguire.
Yes.
Really?
No, I auditioned a lot. And then Jay got it. I said that story the other night at the Comedy Store. I brought Jay up and how that was his first big breakout movie. I auditioned, but I mean.
In March, you're also coming to Comics in Mohegan Sun.
Oh, yeah, Mohegan Sun.
Mohegan Sun,
a
bad
casino. I think I see you there.
No, he hasn't done Mohegan Sun yet. No, they haven't done it. I used to go gamble there when I lived in New York.
You'll kill there. You got to go there. Because you know why? Because you're funny and you're a legend anyway, but just in case. It's all Native Americans.
So hey, I'm 39%.
They'll just think you are anyway.
Hell
right?
Yeah, bro.
That was a joke. Please don't get offended.
You're the youngest of six children.
Yes.
I'm the oldest of seven.
Are you?
In a outdated,
Irish
though.
Catholic family?
Outdated here, bro. In a relationship with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Hewitt?
She is human.
Dude,
what? That's what I'm going to call her from now on, dude. Jennifer Love Humid.
Yeah, her dad is Jay Hewlett.
Jennifer Love Humid. What the fuck?
Oh, my God, dude. This is
I
like
have to
just,
play Debbie.
Bro.
Yes. Okay.
Who's that?
Do these pants make my butt look big?
Mm-hmm. That's the girl
yes.
That sounds like.
Oh, this is awful.
That character.
That's
your
the one
that says
sounds like your character.
I need to go home and change. No, I'm sorry. I'm just saying, if you're concerned with how big your butt looks,
I think I auditioned
for
this.
The worst pant choice you can make.
Really?
There's no fabric back there.
Oh, for heavens.
And it's actually squeezing your butt up and out.
Maybe I should just wear some chinos.
Chinos
would be amazing. Oh, that's a dude?
That's a dude.
Wait, do you want to hear my voice?
Yeah.
Go for
remember
it.
My
yeah,
old character I used to do?
It comes out all the time, though. I hear it every once in a while.
My lady, because it came this lady that I used to work at the supermarket, and she would ask for samples. And I
oh, that's
would
right.
The lunch meat, and she'd come out to me, and she'd go, you got something I can snack on? Because I'm kind of hungry. Oh, is that ham? Oh, I love ham. Let me try some of this ham. And now, if I do that character, it gets quiet sometimes.
Backlash?
So this is what I say, Blacklash. I say, wait, isn't this the age of acceptance? Right?
28.
Like, nobody feels like they are, right? Like, men feel like they're women. Dogs feel like they're cats. Donuts feel like they're croissants. Donuts and croissants have gotten together and made the cronuts.
Yeah, cronuts.
Yeah,
what if inside I feel like a black woman? Would I be accepted if I was walking around? Y'all want to go to Starbucks? What if I felt like that was me? I wouldn't get accepted.
But you're supposed to get accepted.
Exactly.
But in the black community, if you actually are part of the community, and that's where it comes from, where this is part of your environment, black people will accept you like
exactly.
that. And they will think that's funny.
Yes, it's white people.
It's white people
yeah.
who
white people
are bothered
are
by it because they're not comfortable talking about race and they're not talking about
stay with me on this one. I just held your hand like Jennifer Love Hewitt.
It's getting
the most
here.
Annoying,
get the DVD.
The most annoying hecklers of all time, you stay with me on this, are white women in their 40s. I call them
dancing moms.
I call them white wine warriors, the triple dubs, right?
Triple dubs.
Am I right?
Yeah,
they
yeah,
got
man.
That W in yeah. them, and they're like, I was helping. I was helping the show.
I'm your biggest fan. I brought 20 people to see you.
Yeah, it's her birthday. Why?
I need to speak to the manager.
Oh, all. Am
right
I right?
Now.
Yeah.
Stop me when I
think
lie.
Every comic alive would say that.
They are the most entitled. We got to do a bit about it. Whoever gets to it
she's
first,
a leader.
We'll share the bit.
You should have it.
They're the most entitled of anyone. Like, white guys are a piece of shit. What about white women?
And there's the oldest bitch on the bachelorette party, too.
Always. This she's getting married. It's her third.
In 2 weeks. To Tom.
I had this fucking chick. This is 2019, maybe 2018. The end. Fucking penis.
I was saying wine privilege.
Penis. Wow. Oh, yo. Oogs Magazine. Hilarious. Thank you. I take that. Bro.
That was a good one, Doug.
You do it, bro.
Yo.
No, don't say wine privilege.
Wine privilege.
It's just wine privilege.
That's genius. This fucking chick put the fucking cocktail penis, you know the big, they got the big penis head?
Right.
You know the ones about that size?
Little stubby motherfucker.
Put that shit in my mouth.
I didn't
ask for that. But guess, I'm the victim.
Battery, don't
but guess what? I was at the merch table, so I was like, cash or Venmo.
Who was it that was saying? I got
gotta move the shit. I don't want to carry it.
Who was that comic who was saying?
Wine privilege. Oh, was yes.
It was Bill Burr who Bill said Burr. That girl came by, the other female comic or whatever. Was it a female comic or just another female celebrity?
Yeah.
Anyway, she flicked him in his dick.
Oh!
Yeah, it was one of oh! his... And he was like, that's sexual assault right there.
Oh, yeah,
he didn't get mad at that. Because wait a minute. This woman was coming down. This was one of the things he told at the Writers Guild show you did.
Wow. Yeah. Wait, but by the way, not only that, and to him, but also, that's the most painful thing
you
can fucking do.
Oh, yeah.
If she hits a nut, dude, it's over.
Yeah, so she flicked him, and she didn't know him.
Did he sue?
It was like, no, but, you know... He could.
That's the stuff that women get away with, and men can't get away with.
Right.
Go over there and flick some vagina, see what happens.
I had this
killer
lady,
dog.
I had a lady recently at one of my favorite clubs, the San Jose. I seen you up there, Holmes.
Badass club, bro.
The best, right? This older lady, I called her the Slim Jim. You know when they're like 80 and they're tan, they never wear. They look like a Slim Jim. She had these red nails, and I'm looking at her nails, and she goes, "You like that red nail, bro?" It's like smoker, and I'm like, "Yeah." She goes, "Wouldn't that look good wrapped around your cock?" I'm not kidding. 80 years old, right? Ew. That's what she said to me. And I was like, man. I kind of, for a minute, I was like, man, you what? Like, you know, because it was like the second show. Yeah. You know, that Tostito place is closed.
Oh, the club across the street?
Yeah, so nothing was open. So damn. I got me in the old bag. I thought that was random.
You've been to Corpus Christi too, right?
I have. Dude, they got a statue of
what's the name of that
there,
fat
there.
Fool there? The
Selena?
John?
They got a statue of him.
Who booked John Roman?
Bro, I don't know who booked me. Wait.
It was a pizza place?
That pizza place is bomb.
Mesquite dog. Comedy Grill.
Bro. Yeah, Mesquite.
By the way, let's go back.
How many motherfuckers?
Did you sell out there? You probably sold out.
I did.
How many shows did you do?
I did like four.
No, I did four, but
like three or
two
four.
A night?
You could weird, probably do 20.
Man. But, man, you got to, like, run from openers over there, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot of openers. Javi Luna desperate game. To be open.
That place is dope.
Big fat Javi Luna driving you around?
Yeah.
Dude, I fat as fuck,
it's
huh?
It's crazy. We like to say calorically challenged.
I did a bit, bro, and that's where Selena's from, right?
Yeah.
I said that I got so drunk, I was humping the Selena statue. They got me for statutory rape.
Bitty, bitty, bing.
They had concrete evidence, people. Hey, Al Berman, what's up?
Yo, I got to bounce.
All right, bro. Give my dates.
We're not leaving.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
You can hang out. I got to just give my dates.
Thank you so much, bro.
What's up, fool? I'm going to be in Birmingham, Alabama, February 15th at the Stardome through the 17th. Raleigh, North Carolina, the whole new improv.
Ooh.
February 22nd through the 24th. Miami, Florida, what? Brand new improv.
I want to go there.
March 8th through the 10th. Tala Carreta. I'm coming over for some coffee and
by
some rice and beans.
That's Cubano.
Yeah.
Cubano. I have a good time there. Cubano.
San Angelo, Texas. I'm back. San Angelo looks like New Orleans with Mexicans in it. March 15th, I'll be there at the Performing Arts Center, the San Angelo Performing Arts Center. Also, Wichita, Kansas. I'm coming to you March 16th. Grand Junction, Colorado, Arlington Theater, and, okay, Dallas, Texas.
Grand Junction is Avalon Theater.
Avalon Theater. Also, Arlington Improv in Dallas, people.
At the end of March.
At the end of March. Cheers. Rodrigo, you coming, right?
That's yeah, man.
You are. What's up, fool? Rodrigo, what you got?
At the Stardome this weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jamie Kennedy. Alabama. Big dog.
Birmingham.